at the top of Amar Baba Amar Aleph. Gemara is continuing with the position of Isi, right? Because Isi Tani, we saw yesterday, at the end of the daf yesterday, that the, in addition to the Lavim mentioned in our Mishnah, which Nashimar Ptu wrote, Isi added on the additional that that they were not included in Bayu Kuchu Karcha. Gemar presented the first attempt to explain the position of Isi, which is that it says, Vanim Atem Hashem Okechem, Lotus Kodudu, Velotusim Karcha, Beninichem, Lameit, Kiyam Kadosh Atel Hashem Okecha. So there's a mute through Banim Atem, and there's a reboy through Am Kadosh. So Gemar went through a series to explain why Isi excludes Bayu Kuchu Karcha, that only applied to men and not to women, because that only applies in areas where you have hair. Whereas Lo Tzitzko Dudu will apply both to men and women. Kam Kiyam Kadosh Atel Hashem Okecha. It's included because Gedidah applies both to where you have hair and where you don't have hair. So that's the Gemara first piece. Now, Abai is going to give an alternative explanation for Isi's position. Abai Yamar, it's the top line on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Abai Yamar, Hainu Time at the Isi. This is the reason behind Isi. The Gemara Karcha, Karcha Mibnei Aron. He learns out a Zerah Shava from Bnei Aaron. Just like by Bnei Aaron, where it says, right, and that's in Amor, where it says, Bnei Aaron, below Bnei Aaron. So over there, Nashim Pterot. So it's over here by the Pasuk of Banim Atem Shalom Kachem, Lo Tzitzko Dudu, Velo Tzitzimu Kachem, Bnei Aaron, women will be excluded. So Gemara says, "Be'east v'irlan." This is similar to the logic that the Gemara used yesterday. "Tchiktiv krabukli in yonahu tchiktiv." Right now, what's the problem? Do you think that Bnei Aron and not Bnei Aron applies to the whole Seder of Amor al-Kohanim? How do you know it does not apply, right, just to the Tumah, which is the first thing mentioned in the Parsha? How do you know that it extends also to other areas? For instance, we did yesterday with Pat, right, the idea that extends to Upakatskanam Lo Yigalechu. Over here again, how do you know it extends to Lo Yikachu Karcha? Right, how do you know it's Kutfikhtiv Krab, Kalinyanahu Dikhtiv, Nishto Kramineh? Says, because if that was the case, let the pasuk say nothing. But Tete be Kal v'chomer, and I wouldn't learn it from a Kal v'chomer. Ra'ana amina, and I would say, Ma kohanim shiri bahem akatuf mitzvot yitirot, bnei aron velo benot aron. By the kohanim, where we have additional mitzvot, and nevertheless the women are pterot, right? Yisrael, lo kosher gain, Yisrael is for certain. Ilav, somebody says, Ilav gzer shava, had I not had the gzer shava, hav amino, I would have thought, kipsika inyan. Right, so what you're saying to me, alright, bnei aron benot aron applies to the whole series, right? It applies to the whole series. If it applies to the whole series of halachot and immoral kohanim, then just learn out of a Kal v'chomer. What do I need a gzeres shava at all? So when I says, if I didn't have the gzeres shava, I would have thought that Bnei Aron only applies to Tuma and not to the rest of the Parsha, because Yivsika Inyan. The topic stops. That was the first topic of the Parsha, but afterwards it's not. Hashanami name Yivsika Inyan. So also we will say it's Yivsika Inyan. Where it says, V'imishum gzeres shava. Now what do you think to me? Now that I have a gzeres shava, and I know there is a limud, right? In the limud, we have to know something. What do we need to know from there? We have to know, we have to learn some halakha. So what's halakha we're learning from Karcha Karcha? That women are pterot. So that's telling you that the parsha of Bnei Aron applies even to Karcha. So says the Gemara, says, we need the Gzer Shav for something else. What are you using it for? Teach you about women pterot, where you have the same problem. Because Tanya, we have a brisa. Lo yikruchu. Yachol afilu kerach arvo chamesh krachot. Right? I would have thought even if you cut four or five cuts, lo yechayev alachat, I would think you were chayev only once. And they make numerous cuts on the body, or numerous baldings in the body, that won't be, that'll be sufficient to only get you one set of malchus. Tamalomar korcha, the chayav akachat ve'achat. Right, that it says korcha, to be mechayav on each one. Assume it is because it says lo yikruchu in plural, and then it says korcha in the singular. I mean, it should have said lo yikruchu korchot. In fact, it says korcha, it tells you that in each individual cutting or each individual shaving, you are chayav malchot. So therefore, we need this word karcha. So how can you learn out gzer shav from the word karcha? This guy says, birosham, matam alomar. So where is the word rosham? Like, who karcha birosham teach you? Fishinemar, lo tzitko dedu, lo tzitsimu karcha ben enechem lemeit. So what I would thought, yokolo he chayav el ben enayim, I would thought you only be chayim if you do it between, right, your eyes. Right, between your eyes, and Rashi points out, between your eyes means samukhlapadahat, near your forehead. Behind the rabbi's kola rosh, how do I know that the entire head is included here? Tamadomar birosham, achayava kola rosh, kibene inayim. To be machayavu on the entire head, like between the eyes. Mainly, ala kohanim. I only know by kohanim, should read by him a katub mitzvot yirterot, that they have the extra mitzvot, so maybe rosh should only apply to them. Yisrael minalan. That would I know that it applies to Yisrael as well. Yamar kan korcho, v'nemar lahalan korcho, man chayav al kol korcho v'korcho. Just like by a kohen, right, you're chayav in each cut or each shaving, right, v'chayav al rosh kibinei naim, and you're chayav on the total head, and not just between your eyes or near your eyes. So too by Yisrael, we'll bring over through this Gezeirah Shavah these principles that you're chayav on each individual shaving and each individual and the entire rosh, not just b'nei naim. Like Gemara says, "Umala halan alamait," and just like by Yisroel, it writes, "Lo tesimu karcha b'nechem lemait." So it defines for you when you're chayav. Avkan alamait. Also over here, alamait. What the Gemara just did, what you say, right? This is the flow of the Gemara so far, is that we start out with a principle that we're trying to explain. The Isi's explanation of the Gemara about why. Korcha, women are ptuot. Where it says, that's, he learns that from Korcha, Gezeirah Shavah. Where it says, why do I need the Gezeirah Shavah at all? I could have learned it out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ne'aron, v'lo benot aron. And that applies to the entire parsha of Emor el Kohanim. Where it says, no, you know what? I wouldn't have thought that. Because without the Gezeirah Shavah, I would have thought that B'nai Aron, benot aron only applies to the first part of Emor el Kohanim, which is Tumah. But the rest of the parsha does not have that modification. And therefore, even Kohanot would be Chayavot in those instances. Comes along with the Zeir Shav and tells me I need to learn something from here. What's the halacha that I'm learning? Must be that Nashim are pturot, to apply Bnei Aron to Bnei Aron, even to Lo Yikrachu Karcha. So now the Gemara says, right, then the Gemara says, okay, wait a minute, so you think the reason that this works is because you have the Zeir Shav? I need the Zeir Shav to teach me something else totally, which is that there are two places in the Torah that mentions Lo Yikrachu Karcha, right, once in Devarim, which is the requirement to Israel. Right, so over there, right, we don't know, we only know they're limited. One is, do we know how many, if you shave more than one, multiple times, are you chayav? We don't know. Number two is, if you do all over your head and not just b'nei naim, close to your eyes, are you chayav? So that we learn out from the Gezeirah Shavah, korcho korcha, to the Kohanim. Because by the Kohanim, it says, lo yikrachu korcha, switches from the plural to the singular, teaches you, for every shaving, you are chayav. And there it says, Birosham, the entire head, not just B'nai Enayim. So we learn that from the Kohen to Yisrael. From Yisrael to Kohen, we learn the mate. Right? That only by a mate that you chayav. If you do this because of the death, then you're chayav, and we apply that to the Kohanim. But either way, we need the Gezeirah Shavah. We're using it to learn back and forth between these two halachot. So when it says, Im Tenein Nichtov Karach, my korcha, shmamina tarti. That he could have just said loikruchu karach or kara and the karach beirosham. The fact that it uses karcha, right? That already adds on an additional limud, and that additional limud means that we have two things to learn out of this Gezeirah Shavah. One thing is what we've learned already. The idea is that rosham and that multiple cuts, multiple shavings will be chayav in the mace. And the other Gezeirah Shavah comes to teach us that women are p'turot by. Just like they have Bnei Aron, Bnei Aron, they also be p'turot by an Yisrael. So now, Gemara says, or offers an alternative position or explanation of Isi's position. This is Rav Amar. Hide the time of the Isi, Dalif ben Enichem mitzvilin. Learns out ben Enichem from tefillin. What? Malahal en Nashim p'turot. Havkan Nashim p'turot. Just like women are p'turot by tefillin, which we've spent time already, that tefillin is the main matino, the binyan av, that mitzvah cessation is one grama, women are p'turot. We learned it out because of the Hekesh to Talmud Torah, that's there. So just like Ben Enichem teaches you by tefillin that you're p'turot, so too the Ben Enichem of Lotus Simu Karcha Ben Enichem will also be Nashim p'turot. So it says, Rabbo, my time alone, Marki Abai. Why didn't Rabbo accept the Abai's position? It says, Karach, Karcha, lo mashmalei. That's not enough of a extraneous type of language that would require you or make you say that there are two limudim here. If Abai, my time alone, Marki Rabbo. Why didn't Abai like Rabbo's position? Amalcha, tzulin gufayu, mihocha gamarlo. What do you mean? How do you know tefillin itself? We learn out from karfa. Malahalan makom shel sim karfa begova shel rosh. Avkan makom anacha begova shel rosh. I mean, the truth is that we're learning the idea of the placement of the tefillin is actually coming from lo yikrachu karcha. Meaning, because it says lo tasim karcha beninichem, that can't literally be between your eyes because that's not where the hair is. The hair is up on your head. So what does that teach you? It teaches you when it says beninichem, it means the hair towards the front of your head. So how do we know where do you place tefillin when it says right the lutzafot beninichem? Where do you place the tefillin? In the same place that you do the karcha, which is the hair right in the top or the front of the head. So therefore, you were already learning the parts of tefillin, or the understanding of tefillin, right, is coming from loyikachu karcha. So therefore, we don't have an availability, either an available gezeirah shava to learn enichem enichem from karcha over here, or that the fact that tefillin is already learning from karcha means that it's not really available to teach. In this instance, about the halacha of karcha.
How does Rava learn that out?
How does Rava learn?
The halacha of gova rosh.
Right, Right, that's the definition. Either that's the definition of an echem, right? Or you have to say that he holds that the gezeira shava. When you make a gezeira shava, it can go both ways. I mean, that it works, it functions in both ways. Right, the back and forth. I mean, that karcha will teach tefillin about where the placement is, and tefillin will teach karcha when who's chayav and who's not chayav. Ritzos really challenges. Ritzos says, why not? I mean, Abaye's position is more problematic. Is how is he making gezeira shava the mechta? I mean, how does Abaye here establish a gezeira shava? He says maybe that was what they had. That was what they had to say Rishava for, and it wasn't a two-way street, and that's what you have to say Abaye is saying. I mean, Rava's position is easier to understand because there's two things that you're going back and forth. That's the way Rishava works. Mm-hmm. So Abaye is more problematic, and Tosfos tries to deal with it a little bit. All right. Uben the Abaye, Uben the Rava, Hai Bainim Atem, Mai Darshi Bet. So, Kol Abaye and Rava, they don't use the possible Betim, Banim Atem, Shem Lakechem, to be a mute, or Banim below Banot, right, to exclude women. So, what do they do with that? Banim Atem, Shem Lakechem. They use a Gzer Shavu, Korcha, Korchor, and Echem, and Echem. As opposed to the first opinion in what Isi's position was, Isi's first position was that Banim Atem Shem Lakechem is Banim below Banot, and that applies to Loikruchu Korcha. But they don't need that limud because they learn it out from each of them, their individual drusha. And there, if that's the case, what do they do with Banim Atem Shem Lakechem? It's my dashibay, hi mi boy, they needed the Kotanya, we have a brisa. Banim Atem Shem Lakechem, but as much as Atem Noogim Min Hag Banim, Atem Kurim Banim. When you act like children, you'll be called children. Don't act like children. You're not called children. No matter how you act, so you still call the children of Hashem. Shemar, how do I know this? It says, right, Yirmiyahu banim sichalim heima, right, they were foolish children. Vilmer banim lo imun bam, right, that's in Hazino. It says they were, but they didn't keep, they weren't keep their emunah, they didn't keep their way straight. Omer, Zera Mireim, offspring of those evil ones, Banim Mashchitim, right, they are destructive children, Rishayah, which is the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, right, for Dvarim, Omer, and it also says, Vayoshea Vayabim Kom, Asher Yamar Lahem, Lo Ami Atem, Yamar Lahem, B'nei Kilchai. Right, instead of calling them, Hosea says that instead of calling them Lo Ami Atem, that you're not my nation, right, they will be called Bnei Kilchai. So Mar wants to know, what do you need all these looking for? My bone man. Right. Mechite ma sachlihu de mikre bnei. But if they act foolishly, that's okay. But if they don't keep their emunah, then they won't be called sons. So Tashma, Vomer, it says, Banim le'imun ba, that they did not have emunah. So despite the fact they have emunah, they're still called Banim. Even if they don't have emunah, who's in a great Banim? But if they worship a Avodah Zarah, they won't be called Banim. Tashma, Vomer, Zerem Re'im, Banim Mashchitim. And the word Hashchata, as we know, right? Having this week, we have it in by the Mabul, other places, that the term Hashchata is used by Avodah Zarah. So therefore, over here, even Banim Mashchitim are still called what? Banim. So despite the fact that they worship the Avodah Zarah, they're still called Banim. Ma'aliyot, they're so called children. They're so called Banim Eshpetim, destructive children. They're not called just Banim, plain children. I mean, here there's a modified Banim. It's not modified, it's Banim Eshpetim. Tashma, Ve'omer, Vayab, Bimokom, Asher, Yemar Lehem, Lo Amiyatem, Yemar Lehem, Bnei Kechai. Instead of calling you Lo Amiyatem, then they will call you Bnei Kechai. Now, just to note here that the Pasuk in Hosea is clearly talking about where Bnei Sov do tshuva. I mean, once they do tshuva, I won't call you Lo Amiyatem, I'll call you Bnei Kechai. That's the way Rashi learns over here, that what, once you do tshuva, I mean that true, when you do Avodah Zarah, you're called Banim Ashkitim. That once you do tshuva, you are able to remove that, right, that modification of Banim and become Banim again. That when you do tshuva, you will be called Bnei Kelchai and not Banim Ashkitim anymore. I mean that you're able to retain or sustain that term called Banim, even after you've worshipped the Zarah, as long as you've done tshuva and you've returned to Hashem.
Does this, these rushes have any implications with intermarriage? Now, sometimes you will have the Melad in Kriya, in Shiva, or right. Is that different in any way? But even if they were the Zara.
Right, but that's a general principle in Jews who are go off the Derech. Right, the Gemara has two principles, but Yisrael. And then the second principle, that is that you can be an Yisrael Mumar, which is that you have the status of a Goy. So you have to, Salvechik has a big thing about a Chakira and how there are different statuses, that you can have different statuses. I mean, there's certain Britot, there are two Britot that we have. There's Brit Abraham, Brit Milan, and there's the Brit of Sinai or Brit of Arvot Moab. And that a person is able to sustain, meaning that when we say Yisrael, we shall call to Yisrael who, that's the Brit Abraham, right, that he always has that. Because that doesn't require a couple of mitzvot. That doesn't require anything besides being born a Jew and being a Jew. And as opposed to Sinai or Avot Moab, which requires a couple of mitzvot to be considered a Jew, that a person can lose the status of. I mean, if a person is Hotel or a widow of Avodah Zarah, he can lose his status. If he comes to Shlom Humar, he's a din of a goy, that he touches wine, he has Nesach, for Shabbos, you know, meaning Jared Kashrus, something like this, and Nehmanut, and that you're able to lose your status. All right. Mishnah continues, next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Smichot, Vat Tnufot, doing Smichon of Karban, Tnufa, doing wave offerings, of Hagashot, bringing the Mincha, we have to bring it towards the Mizbeach, to touch it to the Mizbeach, but Kmitzot, taking the Kmitzot off the Mincha, Vat Tarot, and actually putting them on the Mizbeach, Vamalikot, the birds, the way they shuck the birds in the Mikdash, Vat Habalot, you know, receiving the Dam, being Mikabal the Dam, Vat Zaot, sprinkling the Dam, Noagim Banashim, Velo Banashim, applies to men and not to women. Chutz mimitcha tzoda v'nizira. Except for tzoda v'nizira, shehein minifot. By there, the women are the balim of the karban. So the balim of the karban is a requirement of tzufa. They must do tzufa. So in all of these instances, women are not noheg to do any of these items. And now, as clear from here, right, that from Hagashah and Eilech is really talking about, I mean, smichot and smufot can be done by Israelis, right? I mean, those are done by Israelim and Israeliot, so that's the exclusion of women who are bringing karbanot. From Hagashot and onward is all talking about Kohanim, it's the abode of the Kohanim, that says that the Kohanim do it and not the Kohanot don't do this abodah. So now Gemara's going to ask for a source for each of these items.
Interesting, just we say like, we say an halacha, but they're not the psuot, but if they want, they could.
Oh, very good. So Tosas asks David's question. Tosas says, what do you need the Mishnah for? These are all mitzvot asei shas man gramat, because karmanot are only brought during Yom and not Balayla. All these items can only be done during Yom. What do I need a Mishnah for to start with? These are mitzvot asei shas man gramat, the sheep to rope, we're done. Right? So that's exactly what Tosas says. Tosas says, if it was a mitzvot asei shas man gramat, they are to rope, but they're able to do it. Here comes the Mishnah and says, no, not only are they not, they're to rope, they are not allowed to do it. I mean, that they are excluded from these Machot entirely. Right, now, it says Smichot. How do we know that Smichot is Chtiv, the barrel of Bnei Israel? Right, Bissamach. It says, speak to Bnei Israel, Bissamach. Bnei Israel Sumchim, Vein Bnei Israel Sumchot. Right, it says in the parsha of the barrel of Bnei Israel, it says, Bissamach. So Bnei Israel, some call them not Bnei Israel. It's new folks. I don't know. They're excluded. It says the Bero Bnei Israel v'heinif. Right? Bnei Israel minifim v'ein Bnei Israel minifot. Again, the idea that the parsha starts with the word the Bero Bnei Israel, and then within that parsha has the halacha of samach and the love of heinif. Then the Bnei Israel at the beginning of that parsha is modifying all the malachot or all the halachot that are in that parsha, which is Bnei Israel below Bnei Israel.
Like you said before, It has to be that they have Masorah, that they have.
Right, I agree with you. Yeah.
Or is it
that
when it's inclusive, we have
Masorah
that's inclusive?
Right, I agree with you. We discussed this before, and it has to be that way. Otherwise, right, why do they pick only certain times to do it? I agree. Hagashot, tichtiv, is eltarat ha-mincha ha-krev ulta b'nei aron. Ha-krev means bring it to the Mizbeach, right? B'nei aron, v'lo b'nei aron. K'mitzot, how do we know? K'mitzot, tichtiv, v'ya el b'nei aron v'kamat. Bring it to Aaron, and they will do the kmitzah. Bnei Aaron, v'lo b'nei Aaron, haktarot. How do I know? Dichtiv yiktiru oto b'nei Aaron. Bnei Aaron v'maktirit. Bnei Aaron v'lo b'nei Aaron. Milikot dichtiv umalak v'hiktir. So there's a hekish itkish milikot haktara, and we just already just said that haktara is limited to bnei Aaron and not to b'nei Aaron. Hakabalot dichtiv yikrivu b'nei Aaron. Again, over here the definition of the word yikrivu. But Mamar, Ikrivu, Zukavalat Adam. And when the Pasuk says Ikrivu, it's not really literally bringing Holachat Adam, but Ikrivu means receiving the dam, and that's Kabbalat Adam. Yeah. Kabbalat Adam would be limited again to women, Bnei Aron, and not Bnei Aron in these cases. Alright, and then what about Holachat itself? Taking the blood from the Kabbalat to the Mizbeach and Zrikat Adam, which are not mentioned in the Mishnah. So Tosa says that, first of all, halacha is b'chlal kabbalah, because the fact that the Torah said hakrava in the lashon of halacha means that that's part of halacha, b'krivu, and then when you accept the blood and then makrivit, the malichit, those two words, in the same category, since they're in the same category, that would be affected by b'nei aron, v'lo b'nei aron, right? And then, you could say that Zrika is Bechal Hazza'ah. We just said before that Hazza'ah Tadam, right, is excluded. So Zrika Tadam is the equivalent of Hazza'ah Tadam when it comes to birds or folks. Zrika Tadam is by Behema, so they'll be included in that, or they'll be excluded the same way that Hazza'ah is excluded, so will Zrika be excluded. Nagmar says, Bahaza'ot. It says, Hazza'ad Heifa. What Hazza'ah are we talking about here? Ilu para, if we're talking about the par helam davar shel tzibor, par shel avod zara, elazar ketuvba. It says that you requires elazar. Elazar is the kohen gadol. I mean, that's according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns it here, is that kohen hedyot is excluded. If kohen hedyot is excluded, what do you have to have? Of course, nashim are excluded, right? There's no question about it. The way Tosfos learns it is that we do include kohen hedyot. Elazar is only the yad. The Torah's kohen hedyot can do it, but the Gemara needs a specific pasuk to include kohen hedyot. If you need a specific pasuk to include kohen hedyot, that means you need a specific pasuk to include women, which you don't have. Right? E disnim. Right? If we're talking about the paro was paraduma. I'm sorry. Disnim is part of the Bodhisattva, part of the Bodhisattva. So over there it says a kohen HaMashiach, Ketubah. Right? There's a requirement of the kohen HaMashiach, which is the kohen gadol again. So Rashi learns that if the kohen hedyot is excluded, certainly women are excluded. The way Tosfos learns it, according to one who says kohen hedyot is included, say that the fact that you need a specific pasuk to include kohen hedyot means I need one for women, and that's missing. Elazol, the benot. Must be we're talking about Hazal of a bird. The Achi Bekavachomer of Benzon, because everybody had a Kavachomer from animals. Ma Benzon Shlo Kavalo Koin Lishkitato, right? Kavalo Koin Hazato. Just like by a Kohen, the requirement of a Kohen by Zrika Saddam by an animal, even though there's no requirement of a Kohen by Shkitat animal, man, woman, anybody can shaft an animal per the Korban. Right, so then, Kabbalah Zato, Ben Oaf, so Kabbalah Kwain the Mlikato, by Ben Oaf, which we already saw by Edberg, the Kwain must do the Mlika, not the women, and Udin Shikbalah Zato, certainly right, it requires a Kohen, or a Kohen, not a Kohenet, excluding women, right, by a hazat, or whatever, by the hazat of the ben uf, right? So that's, again, by shechita, by regular animal, shechita is kshera bizar, right? And that means whether it's man or woman, they can do shechita, right? By the hazaa of the behema, we said, b'zukasadam, we said, b'nei aron, v'lo b'not aron. So there the women are excluded. So by a bird, where the malika requires kohen, and that's women, certainly the hazaakadam of the bird will require b'nei aron, and not b'not aron.
This is where the Gemara is supposed to say, not that by bird you have all these kulos.
So Tosfos asks your question. Very good. Tosfos asks your question, and he says that when you, it's only something that is integral to the zvicha that the Gemara is talking about here. Like, for instance, by a bird, you have a kula that he accepts, he doesn't come with the dam in his hand and not in a kli. So it says that's not a difference in the integral aspects of the shechitas and the zvichas adam, which is within the context of of the.
Is that what it would be like if you didn't have to do kabbalah by a bird?
Right, exactly. I mean, that is it. You do kabbalah in a hand, do kabbalah in a kli, you still have to do kabbalah. Right, it's still a requirement, even though there's a little difference here. Tosfos asked a question, Ma ben son shlo kabbalah. He asked that type of question, that there are little differences.
What's the limud of hazah? I don't know. It's
mikal v'chomer, right? By behema, it says anybody can shecht it. Kohen, not kohenet, can do the izrika sadam. Bird, only a kohen can do the malika, which is the equivalent of shechita. Certainly, by the hazat adam, only a kohen can do it, and not a kohenet. That's the kalachum. Right, now, kutzri min chatzotah benizira, excluding, right, that when you do tzufah, by min chatzotah benizira, amalei Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Yoshia did darei. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshia of his generation, meaning that he was an Amora, like Rabbi Eliezer, I'm not sure why, and the gears have changed over here to Rabbi Elazar, I'm not sure why either of them necessarily are Amoraim, because we have Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer, both Tanaim. So you have to say that we're talking about Rabbi Elazar, who is a Amora, right?
And you have to say that in the cloud. How would he be able to say it to any other Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer?
Not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and not Rabbi Yoshia, right? That was the Tana. We're talking about Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, who talked to Rabbi Yoshia, who was the Amora. That's what the Gemara is saying here, that it's Barapute, the Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Yoshia, which are Amoraim, and not Rabbi Yoshia, who's the Tana. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. We're talking about Amora. Here, not Tanaim. Don't sit down until, right, you've explained to me this. How do we know that a mincha tzotah requires wavering? What do you mean? It's a kufa tziv. It says, you have to do hanafa. How do I know that the baal method is tznufa? How do we know? The kohen is the one who's involved with the mincha. Let's say that the kohen is the one who does the hanafa. So it says, at yad yad mishlamim. We have exerceva yad yad mishlamim. Tivah kovala kach kohen miyada isha. Right over here it says, the kohen will take the tznufa, the minchat sotah from the isha. Tivatam yadav to Vienna. Right, so over there, by the mishlamim, it says yadav to Vienna. Makan kohen, afalan kohen. So we're just like by the minchat sotah, it requires a kohen. So too by the shlamim requires a queen. Malahalan balim, just like by the shlamim requires balim to do the tznufa, yadiv yadav to Vienna, afkan balim. Also by minchat sotah, there's a requirement of balim. Ha ketzad. Well, now if you have a requirement to do a wave offering both with the kohen and the balim, how do you do that? Because you can't put their hands between each other because that'll be a chachisha. So how do they both get their hands on this? So it says, Hageta Kohen Machnis Yedo Tachet Yer HaBalim, that the Kohen puts his hands underneath the Balim, Machnis Yedo Tachet Balim, and then they do it together. Ashkan Sotah, that's it. Alright, so we'll see, it's like Ashkan Sotah, Nisira Minalon, that works with Sotah, Nisira Minalon, Ache Kap Kap, Mi Sotah. We learn out the Xerishab of Kap Kap and Sotah, just like by Sotah, there's a requirement of the Balim and the Kohen. So too by Nazira. So now the question is, how does this work? Right? Because right, how does it? Well, there the Gemara and Sota asks, why is he touch her? They says, right? Well, either Mikdash or that because we're b'menavel her, that the interaz mashulates in that instance, right? The Gemara and Sota asks that question. So he says that Tosfos asked the question, how come it's by a tufat of shufim you can't do it because we say you can't both get your hands on it, you can't have it to chatzitza. So he says, but they shall mark go dummy. The whole find the time to love a chatzitza be a gav. But it's different. When there's a requirement of Kohen and Balim, right, then there's no din din of chatzitza, because the Torah requires both of you to have your hands on there, as opposed to shutfin, where there's no requirement that shutfin bring the korban, and therefore if they both attempt to bring the korban, they can't put their hands on it together, because that will be a chatzitza, because the kasuk does not require. That's one answer. The other answer Tosfos gets is odiyesh lamayim. Right. That, well, you see, because there's a kasuk, it's always going to be that way. The other answer Tosfos we might like better is odiyesh lamayim. If you get a chatzitza, really, if you kept underneath the balim, it would be a chatzitza. It's all more that the kli lamata, balim ochzim lamala, that the kli has it underneath, and the other balim get it around and hold it together. Which I also I had the same question on Tosfos. Why can't Shutfim do that? It might be that you have to go back to the answer of Zeres Hakotu, which says that Zeres Hakotu allows both of them to do it, so therefore they can be in different locations on the kli, as opposed to Shutfim, where they don't have that, and they must be underneath the kli, and since they both can't be underneath the kli, that would be considered a chatzitza.
Right?
So that's Gemara says you can't do that. It says, ain't tznufa b'chiburim. It says tznufa, one tznufa, not tznufa. You can't. You have to do one single tznufa. All right. We'll stop here.